Big Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX.
So, we're kind of walking on shrimp shells this morning, not eggshells, with Ryan here. Angie, you need to change chairs. You really do. I would not sit in that chair this morning.
She's so nervous in there.
Angie's in the other room. When you call, you'll talk to Angie, 248-398-9279. Well, serious. I would consider it.
So it's all clean. Everything's
here's
fine.
The thing. Here's the thing. I didn't ask for this information. You just blurted out and for some reason, you felt compelled to tell me this. Why?
I don't know.
Why'd you tell me this? No one needed to know.
I know nobody would have. I would have just skated by. But, hey, you know, I like to bring content to everybody.
So you got some shrimp last night.
Yeah, I got some shrimp, raw shrimp from behind the counter type deal. It was supposed to be deveined and...
No tail. Okay, so you boil it for 5 or 6 minutes and you're good to go.
I threw it in a pan and got them all like...
You fried them or you boiled them?
Boiled. I mean, I don't know. I just put them in a pan. So sauteed them, I guess. Is that the right
word? Good Lord. Okay, if you don't know the vernacular, you probably shouldn't be cooking.
Is that what that means?
I put heat on them and made good foods.
Yeah, I didn't put water in them or anything. I just
a little bit of butter and you sauteed them. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I did that. Cajun seasoning, all this stuff.
All right, get to the details. Come on.
All right, so I got up this morning and was like, man, my stomach really hurts. And then had to go to the bathroom and was at my house for longer than I usually do. Got here a little bit later. Okay. Get the show going, all that good stuff. And then I'm like, talk to you in our little morning conversation. I'm like, oh, after I hung up with you, I'm like, man, my stomach's really hurting. So I started to walk to the bathroom. Didn't quite fully make it to the bathroom.
Okay, so that's why, Angie, the seat you're sitting in, you might want to, like, pose down. Now you know.
Yeah. It was nothing serious. It was one of those like...
So why did you tell me this?
I don't know. I tend to share these stories.
You do?
My buddy's got... Yeah, there's a few that...
But when you were a kid, you had the same problem, but it wasn't because of shrimp.
No, it was on purpose.
You didn't want to come in.
I didn't want to come in and play. It's just like here. I don't like taking vacations because I might miss an opportunity or a fun time.
To poop your pants?
So...
What, I mean, you could do that on the road.
So I'd be playing.
You can do it in Mackinac, or you can do it in Ohio, at Cedar Point, wherever you want.
I'd be playing outside and not want to go inside because I didn't want to miss the action outside. So I'd just let it happen and then walk home and throw my underwear in the garbage and then wait for my mom to find them.
If you could see the look, Angie's in the other room. And she's got this look on her face like, what the hell is he talking about? You're still sitting in that chair?
It's good. It didn't happen in the chair. Here, laugh out there.
No more details. We're done. No. Okay. Diana Cassetti, my buddy, she just posted a new video. We got it up?
Yep. It's up there on the house page. Keyword house.
She's an amazing photographer, and she does some awesome drone stuff. So she actually was doing drone stuff at the Silver Dome. Remember,
yes.
We had those videos. Well, now we have drone footage from yesterday. Of the palace, if you want to see how the demolition of the palace is going.
Yeah, well, they had to stop it for a little bit because of the pandemic.
Right.
COVID, and now they're back into it full swing, but she takes you inside of it. You can see the seats and everything.
She took her drone and flew in.
Boom, right inside of it.
Right.
It's awesome.
I honestly, for some reason, thought that the palace would stay up. That maybe Oakland University would get it or something.
It or,
yeah, you know, I mean...
It all makes sense to give it to him, but a little bit more money to...
The only thing I do remember was someone said that, like, the scoreboard, the big board, when they did decide to move downtown, that board was sold like that, went to some minor league stadium.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was taken out of there immediately.
Wasn't that old. Didn't they just put one in, three years ago?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. What do you see it, though, man? I don't know. Is it depressing? It's kind of sad. That the palace is getting knocked down already.
It's a little sad, but it's cool. And what I was saying to you is, like, when you look at this, these stadiums look so small when they're starting to get torn down. When you don't see the seats in them, the floors in them, or anything. The Joe was the same way. It looks like a tiny little building.
That's our pick-me-up segment of the morning.
Nay!
Hey! There we go. It's Big Jim's House on CSX 724. Big Jim, Ryan, and Ange this morning. All right, coming up at 7:50. Remember yesterday we were talking about wedding receptions. We got a phone call towards the end of the show. You will be stunned how far her mom went to stop the wedding. It is horrifying and compelling at the same time.
And doesn't sound real, but it is 100%
real. So we'll get into that at 7:50. But now we're talking burgers because we're hungry. Seriously, though. Everyone's got their grills fired up now. We got restaurants open up. I think it was Detroit Basement Bar, the burger. I saw them tweet out that they were open yesterday.
Yeah, they're back.
So what's your go-to? 248-398-9279. The other reason mentioned is we put a picture up of Miller's in Dearborn. I put a photo up on our Facebook page, and people immediately started responding. And Tony gave us, Tony from A Visit Ad, he has the burger triangle. His three best burgers in the area. Let's see if you guys agree. Miller's, Redcoat Tavern, I'd assume the one on Woodward, and then Pontiac Lake Inn, which is in Waterford, off 59. So obviously a little bit of a West Side lean, I guess you could say that. But do you agree with Tony's burger triangle?
I like his follow-up of every other burger fits somewhere inside of that
inside
triangle.
Inside the burger triangle. Like, what's the guy's? I was thinking for Parks and Rec. You get the triangle of awesomeness.
Oh, the Swanson?
The Swanson, yeah. 248-398-9279. Text messages coming in as well. Other suggestions?
Yeah, we got Rick, who is out in Livonia, and because I said Mason's, but he said Stables on Middle Belt, and then another one for Sandy's on the Beach on 5 Mile. Jeff said Family Treat in Southwest Detroit on Springwells has the best chili cheeseburger.
There you go. 248-398-9279. Chili cheeseburger.
Chili cheeseburger.
By the way, the one I mentioned in Dearborn, too, was Tasty Burgers. Tasty Burgers on Ford Road. That one gets like national run. Never been there. Heard it is awesome. Linda, so where are we going?
Sandy's by the beach in Redford Township. It's at 5 Mile Beach Daily. Got the best burgers.
No, wait a minute. What's the name again?
Sandy's by the beach.
Okay. You've heard of this place, Ryan?
My brother and sister-in-law go there all the time, and I actually met Sandy one time randomly at a different bar because I told her where I lived.
She's an awesome lady. Everybody that works there is awesome. They have great hospitality, great food. It's all good. I live right down the street, believe me.
All right, Linda, Sandy, so put it on the list. Yep. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
That sounds like a cool place. We're always looking for something different, right? I mean, you're always looking for some different restaurants. So especially burger joints. There's no way you can hit them all in the Motor City. You can't. It's too many.
No.
There's too many. There's a place in Berkeley that Jason Carr over Channel 4 talks about all the time. Atomic Dog. And it's a hot dog place. But apparently the burger is, like, legit.
Oh, I've never had the burger. I've had the dogs from there.
Yeah, he raves about that all the time.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Randy, where are we going?
Tellways.
Yeah, Tellways. You got to go to Tellways.
Yeah,
great sliders.
If you drink, you go to Tellways and you'll hang up. You'll see anybody you used to drink with.
That is the strangest endorsement ever.
That's
Tellways.
Where we all go,
awesome.
Man. Get drunk, go to Tellway.
That's what you do. Randy, have a good day, bud.
You as well.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
This place has everything. Chutes, ladders, the outdoor concert from a Zoloft commercial.
This conversation yesterday, we were talking about wedding receptions because Ryan is getting married in November.
Yep.
Hopefully your mom is not listening to this next break. Liz, turn the radio off in about 10 minutes. She wouldn't, but anyway, it's... Wait till you hear Anita's call. We'll get to that in about 10 minutes. All right, we're talking about burgers, and everybody talks about burgers in Detroit. We love our burger joints. We do. And more of them reopening. But we're looking for that hidden gem. I sound like Jafar from Aladdin. The diamond in the rough. But seriously, though, everybody's got a local joint that maybe you don't know about. We know the big ones, Miller's, and we know Nemo's in Corktown, and we know, you know, Redcoat Tavern. Nothing wrong with them. Great burgers.
Right.
Hunter House and, you know, all your slider joints around here. Braise is a good one, too.
Yeah.
But your hidden gems. The ones, my son's been going to Michigan Tech for 4 years. He'll finish up this year. I have driven by Clyde's probably 25 times, and I never stop there when you go over the bridge into Mackinac. It's one of the best burgers I've ever had. But you would drive right by it, and you wouldn't even think twice about it.
Right. Probably don't even see it half the time.
Right. It's a little tiny. Exactly.
Drive right by, yeah.
Little tiny burger joint. There's all these, you know, franchise places. So that's where you go. But it's those little hole in the walls. 248-398-9279. We had a text message about a place in, is it Almont?
Yeah, from 810, Mikey's in Almont. They got a 2.5-pound Flintstone burger, they call it. Look up these pictures.
We've been looking at the photo.
I'm going to use it when I need a new tire on my car. Thing's ridiculous.
What? I was like, I'd like to get some fries. How many fries? All of them?
Yeah.
Through the whole. How do they make a bun for this thing?
I don't know, but
it works.
Huge.
Mikey's in Almont. Okay. Bob, you got one for us?
Hey, the best place is Dan's Diner at 10 and Hoover in Warren, Michigan. They grind their own beef every day fresh and hand-cut fries. It's best burger anywhere. But you got to go there at lunchtime because they close at 4. They're not. It's a breakfast lunch place. They're not open in the evening.
Dan's Diner. Okay, one more time, because this is I love this. This
Dan's
is cool.
Diner.
Dan's Diner, and where is it located?
Hoover and 10 Mile.
Road trip. That sounds like a road trip.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Dan's Diner. Everybody. We're down on that one, buddy. Hey, man, thanks for listening, bud.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, there it goes. This time yesterday, we were talking about wedding receptions and things that go on at wedding receptions. And you guys were fantastic. Great calls yesterday. And you weren't too freaked out by it. Our theory is that there's one person at every reception who can wreck it.
Right.
And you've got buddies.
Yeah, I got a group of friends. We're going to get rowdy, but nothing's going to...
No.
Nothing like we heard yesterday.
Okay. Anyway, so the very end of the show, we're getting ready to wrap up and hand it over to Donnie. And we get a call from Anita. You guys, check this out.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. How you doing?
Good. I've got a horror story.
Go. Well, let's hear it.
Well, my husband and I, we've been married 30 years, so okay. Obviously my mother's plan did not work. We get to the church, we're walking on up the aisle, the pastor introduces everybody, and, you know, thanks for being here, but sorry, folks, we're not going to be able to perform this wedding. My mother turned around and told the pastor that my husband was a drug dealer.
What?
So, yeah, no, he wasn't. He was a Marine.
Just to get him to stop the wedding.
Yeah, she tried to stop the wedding because she hated him. So anyways, my husband takes the pastor on out to the parking lot and shows him his 76 Dodge that is all rusted up and 8 different colors and asked him, is this the vehicle of a drug dealer? And he says, let's get this wedding going.
Oh, my God. That's next level. And that's 100% true, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And then we really pissed my mom off. Because we didn't get to the reception until 4.5 hours later. We went out fishing with the wedding party. We went to a couple bars. Showed up totally lit. Had a good old time. And like I said, we've been happily married for 30 years.
Anita, that's the best story I've heard in a month. That is fantastic.
Yeah. Yep. And she's just now trying to say that he's a nice guy after 30
years.
Really, I knew that because I asked him to marry me.
Well, drug dealers become nice after 30 years, Anita. That's what happens, right?
Yep. Yeah. So...
That's next level. All right. Thanks, Anita.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Whoa.
The day of the wedding, walking up the pastor going, I wouldn't marry this guy. He's a drug lord.
When can we make this movie?
It's right.
That's right. What that is.
That's a Matthew McConaughey movie waiting to happen. It's a rom-com. That's Lifetime TV written all over it. Oh, my God. You're right. So kind of thread this all together. There's a great story out of Australia, and we've heard of this before. But I'm going to be honest, I thought it was like the kidney in the taking your kidney out and when you're in a refrigerator full, or, you know, in a bathtub full of ice. A woman in Australia was in a McDonald's drive-thru line this weekend, and the person behind her honked. She responded by paying for that person's order.
Nice.
Be nice. Always be nice. Always be nice. A great way to go through life. And the person waved, felt bad about it, said, thank you, kind of lip, thank you. Then, when she pulled up to the next window... With both receipts, she handed them both receipts that I have 2 separate orders, took the woman's food, and then left to make her go all the way around again. Come on, that's awesome. That's awesome. That is magical.
See, at least she paid for it. Like, you paid for it, so what were you really doing to the lady?
You're making her go all the way back around again in the line.
I get it, but you didn't make her pay for it. But also, I've hit my horn a couple of times on accident. What if it was on accident?
No, no. Read the post. You're trying to justify this woman's behavior.
I know.
You're
not. I know what the post says. I got to play the other side.
No, quit kissing. You know, the when you read it, keyword house, we'll send it right to your phone.
It is a brilliant move, though.
Honestly, didn't think this was real. Because there have been a couple cases we've heard about that here in the States. Someone doing that. I've never heard of this. She documents it.
Smart move.
Now you're back on the other side of this?
I mean, it's a smart move, but I don't know.
Ask your fiance. Heidi will tell you what to think. CSX, Big Jim's House. God, it sounds so good. Spirit of Radio, Rush. Not the show name, the song. If you want to see the video that everyone's talking about, and if you love radio, the Spirit of Radio video, we'll send it to you. The keyword, of course, is
house.
And it led to a discussion here in the studio about Ken Calvert, our buddy KC, the casual one, has a great story involving him and Geddy Lee and the Tigers. He said he'd be up. All right, let's give him a call here.
Hey, now.
Ken Calvert, everybody. KC, the casual one.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody.
So we were watching the Rush Spirit of Radio video.
Isn't that cool?
What a beautiful thing that they did. And there's so many moments in it. But we remember a story, Ken, about you and Geddy Lee and the 84 Tigers.
Yeah, you know what? He was sitting behind me, and right behind me. Well, behind me over my right shoulder. Okay. And there was a guy who sat behind me. We had season tickets for a few years, and great season tickets got through a friend of mine who was an usher. And that was a big thing back in the day to be an usher, especially right behind home plate where we were in section 112, I think it was, and row 16. Anyway, the guy right behind me was a dentist with his family, and that we only knew the guy from down there, never saw him socially or anything. Never even swapped phone numbers. He taps me on the shoulder and says, "Hey, Ken, is that Geddy Lee behind your shoulder or right shoulder? Don't look, don't look, don't look." And I went, "Well, I gotta look." He goes, "Well, okay, wait, I'll tell you when." So I look and I look back the other way. I go, "No." He goes, "Are you sure?" I went, "Positive." So he goes, "Okay." Guy behind me says it's Geddy Lee. I said, I looked again. I said, "It's not Geddy Lee." He goes, "Easy, easy." And then all of a sudden, he says it again, so I finally turn around and I said, "Hey, Geddy, good to see you at the game. Hey, you know, like," and he goes, "Oh, thanks." And I said, "You in town just for the ball game?" And he says, "Yeah." And it was Geddy Lee. That's the moral of the story. And so all of a sudden, you know, he had really good seats right behind my really good seats. And I said, "Where are you sitting tomorrow?" And he said, "Oh, I've got awful seats up in the back row of the right field upper deck." I said, "Well, hey, you know, I'll tell you what, if you remember, I'll give you my tickets, if you know, and I'll take yours if you give me an interview when this whole thing's over." And he said, "Deal." And I never got the interview.
Oh, come on!
I'm serious.
Ken!
I never got the interview.
You got hosed by Geddy Lee.
I know. I talked to Neil about it. I talked to, you know, it was just, but I'll send you a picture and you'll see the tickets that he swapped for the tickets I had.
Okay.
If you want that.
Yeah, absolutely. Man.
Yeah, but no, we chatted a lot. He's a huge baseball fan.
Yeah.
Huge. But he didn't want to talk during the game because he's one of the guys who keeps score. You know, he had a program and a Tiger pencil. He had a Tiger hat on. And that was it. I mean, he wasn't wearing any rock swag at all.
And he wasn't doing interviews, apparently.
Not at the time. Not at the time. I was really trying to be, you know, "Hey, so what else is going on? What are you working on right now?" And he just wanted to watch baseball.
You turn into like, "Joey? Yeah. You ever been in a Turkish prison?"
Yeah. Yeah, like it when a dog rubs up against you. Well, I'll hear you too.
That is a great story. Send us the photo, Ken. We'll put it up.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
See you later,
I'll call
man.
You after the show.
Okay, cool.
All right, later.
Bye.
Another great story. Donnie confessed to this. Donnie comes on after us. Now, if you want to see what we're talking about, text us. The keyword is
Donnie, D-O-N-I.
Correct. A lot of people were having trouble yesterday with spell check. So it was just every time you put in Donnie, it's like, "Do you mean don't?" You're like, no, Don.
Or done.
Or don't and done. Well, she's not done because Donnie still has Christmas lights up.
Oh, Donnie.
Again, keyword Donnie, D-O-N-I. We'll send you the photos. And it's June 16th. So at this point, you're at the I was doing the math last night. You're more than halfway to Christmas. Leave them up.
Oh, yeah.
Leave them up, Donnie. Don't take them down now. Don't just bow to peer pressure.
No, and by the time you take them down, put them away, you're going to wait a couple months, and then boom, you got to put them right back up, like you said. So just keep them up at this point. Own it. Say, yeah, no, I knew right. They were up there. I like him.
248-398-9279. Anybody else have the Christmas lights on? Hello. Anyway. Donnie was telling Angie in the hallway yesterday, though, that she thinks the lights are kind of getting old. So they may replace him. No, I think she's just bowing to pressure.
That's her, yes. That's her way to take him down.
Yeah.
No. I think a bulb's out. We got to get rid of the whole strand.
And if you know Donnie, she is not backing down from this. And this will probably just get her all fired up. And she'll put up another strand of lights. Seriously, though, leave them up, Donnie. Donnie, leave them up. Why not? You're already there.
I don't know. I take them down as soon as I can. The next day, if possible. Get them down. Christmas is over, man.
Why are you taking down Donnie's lights?
That's stupid.
7-Eleven Day is no more because of the coronavirus this year.
Why?
Because you can't have all those people with the cups. Remember, 7-Eleven Day, in my house, my two boys, it became a game where you could get, didn't you have to get like the largest container you could that would fit through that hole? And you could fill it up as much as you wanted.
Yeah.
Okay, so like the kids would go through the cabinets finding the biggest pitcher possible. And they would go. Like 2 quarts of it.
I don't get canceling it, though. People are bringing their own cups. Isn't that better than taking cups that are there?
Here's what they said. They can't guarantee social distancing. If you've ever been to one of those events, everyone's just slammed.
Just running through it.
It's a big sardine thing. Yeah, Ryan, 1 year, I don't remember. It was bigger than a 2-quart pitcher. He had like this giant jug.
I remember, what were they? The extreme gulps? You could buy from 7-Eleven.
With a big handle on the side?
Yeah, get that. I used to get those filled up, and then you could get them refilled for like 80 cents, which is ridiculous. It's like 72 ounces.
Well, that cost you 80 cents. Your diabetes medicine was $3,
exactly.
So a little bit more. There's nothing better than Coca-Cola Slurpee. Although, the Verner's, which I don't know if they have it at the Verner's.
Verner's, Sprite. And Pepsi are the best ones.
Are you a mix guy? You're one of those that mixes everything together?
I might go Coke and Sprite, but I'm never going outrageous with all those blue raspberries and whatever sour grape ones they got.
I swear to God, you're the oldest person on this show.
Stay traditional.
I'm not going outrageous with them blue raspberries.
Hey, a sour Slurpee is horrible.
No, they're all good.
Ugh.
See, they're right there, folks.
Ugh.
Have you noticed we never call you Resident Young Guy anymore?
No.
We don't. We don't. So Slurpee Day is no more. Sorry to end the show on that note, but I want you to know. I used to have all the 7-Eleven Slurpee rock cups. You're way too young to remember that. Kiss, Aerosmith.
They brought those back, I think, when I was in high school for a little bit.
I'm pretty sure those are pretty big collector's items if you got them. I know we have a listener that sent us a photo.
Of
they
all
had,
of them,
right?
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Of course, me being stupid when I joined the Navy, I told my mom to throw them out.
You had your mom throw way too much stuff out.
Oh, I threw away albums, comic books, collector's items, a Revenge of the Jedi poster. I mean, a movie poster that said Revenge of the Jedi, not Return of the Jedi.
Four tables from our classic rock swap you threw out.
Right, yeah, pretty much, yeah. All right, we're back tomorrow. Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. We'll play 3 times. And again, you guys, be well. Thanks so much for listening. Donnie's coming in next. Merry Christmas. It's because she's got her lights up. Okay. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.